A new senior center in Skagway gets one step closer. And Trash Talk, a Haines committee ponders solid waste solutions. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. The candidate filing period in Haines closed at 5 p.m. Friday, with one new hopeful squeaking in. Lynn Canal Gilnetter's president, Ryan Cook, joins Judy Erickson, Heather Lendy, and incumbent Diana Lapham in the race for two open assembly seats. Lapham is finishing up her first term, which she won as a write-in candidate. She's also served as deputy mayor. The other assembly seat opening soon is held by George Campbell, who announced this week that he will not be running. Author Lendy currently serves on the Planning Commission, but her term expires this year. She's not new to the assembly game, but hasn't been a member for two decades. Haines School bookkeeper Judy Erickson currently serves on the Public Safety Commission. Cook is a commercial fisherman and says he's never run for local politics before now. As for the Haines School Board race, longtime board member Sarah Swinton and fellow incumbent Lisa Schwartz declared candidacy for the two seats they currently occupy. Local elections take place Tuesday, October 4th. Keep listening to KHNS for updates on the race and the schedule for candidate forums in both Haines and Skagway. A senior center bond question is one step closer to appearing on Skagway's October election ballot. The Borough Assembly held a first reading of the bond ordinance at its meeting on Thursday, but Assembly members agreed that if the question does get a place on the ballot, they need to make an effort to inform the public about the project. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
Last fall, the local ballot posed a question about the municipality entering into a 35-year Tidelands lease extension with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. It was rejected by voters. Assemblyman Steve Burnham Jr. says officials struggled to convey information about the complicated lease to the public. Although the Senior Center project is a smaller-scale endeavor, Burnham doesn't want to repeat that mistake.
It's just a matter of, did we succeed in getting the proper information in the voters' hands so that they could make an informed decision? And that's what we failed at in the past. And I just don't want to do that again.
Burnham pointed out the dozens of pages and documents about the Senior Center and Housing Project. There's a needs assessment outlining the senior services Skagway lacks. There's a financial feasibility analysis, a conceptual design, a construction cost estimate. The list goes on.
And the public isn't going to read them. Doesn't matter how much access they have. I could go door to door and hand paper copies and digital thumb drives to everyone, and people wouldn't read it. It's too long, and it's hard to understand.
Burnham says he supports the project, but trying to rush it onto this fall's ballot might set it up for failure. Assemblymember Jay Burnham has been working with the committee that's led the effort to build a senior center and housing facility. He said the project isn't too complex to explain to the public in the next couple months.
It seems pretty straightforward, and the way I see it, we're putting it out on a ballot, even though it's kind of rushed, to get the public's opinion on it. They're going to say whether or not they want to have it.
The Assembly voted unanimously to pass the first reading of the ordinance. It will be up for final approval at the next meeting. Assembly members agreed that if the question does go on the ballot, they should hold public meetings to explain the project and the way it would be funded. The up to $7 million bond comes with the possibility of a property tax increase. After voters rejected the proposed Tidelands lease with White Pass last year, borough officials have struggled with how to move forward. Recently, the Assembly voted to re-engage with the railroad in lease discussions, but a meeting has not been set. White Pass President John Finlayson offered a suggestion at Thursday's meeting.
I feel the issue can be simplified. Simply, what has the relationship been with the city and White Pass? What has it meant both socially and economically to the city's growth over 25 years? And is there a better solution for the city over the next 25 years?
Finlayson recommended a third party be hired to study the city's relationship with White Pass, how it's impacted the economy, and how changing that relationship would impact the city.
And, you know, some might question why I care about what's best for the city. And they might question our dedication to be good community citizens. We have 200 employees that live in town with their families, and it is very much in our interest to see that their needs are looked after. It's very much in our interest to make sure their children have a bright future in town.
Some Skagway residents have advocated for the municipality taking control of the tidelands leased by White Pass when the current lease expires in 2023. Borough Manager Scott Hahn cautioned the Assembly about following Finlayson's suggestion, saying people might interpret it as the municipality doing White Pass's bidding. The Assembly decided to add it as a discussion item at the next meeting, September 1st. The Assembly also addressed an ongoing public safety issue, dangerous tour bus driving behavior. Borough officials will send out a letter to tour bus companies requesting they address road safety with drivers, quote, before a catastrophic accident occurs. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
The Haines Commerce Committee resurrected a plan to deal with waste disposal in the borough. It's picking up where it left off a couple of years ago when it comes to garbage. Trash is a concern for many, and the committee this week voted to continue a discussion on a draft solid waste ordinance drawn up years ago. The Haines Borough is unique in a lot of ways, including how it deals with solid waste. Garbage is dealt with by a private company with no involvement from the borough. Residents pay fees based on how much junk they toss out. But the Commerce Committee is exploring an old plan that would involve borough residents paying a fee or tax for local waste disposal, whether it's picked up or dropped off. Deborah Schnabel was key in drafting the ordinance a couple of years ago when she was an assembly member, but since she left her seat, the ordinance has fallen off the radar, until now.
The ordinance that was drafted 2 years ago, it was August of 2014, was based on empirical data gleaned from a survey, a controlled survey of the community, of which there were, I think, 94 respondents.
Schnabel says the proposed system would divide the Chilkat Valley into zones and have residents open an account with the borough. Property owners would be responsible for the account.
And that account for solid waste management is kind of managed by the borough. In other words, it's registered with the borough. But the borough then contracts with a hauler to pick up and dispose of the solid waste. It can be done in different ways in different zones. So, like, you'd probably have a pickup required in the in the townsite service area. But maybe outside the townsite service area, you might have a drop-off.
The idea to streamline refuse collection and disposal might be a little less complicated now with the recent consolidation of waste permits. Paul Nelson owned Acme Transfer for years, but recently sold his state permit to the other garbage game in town, Community Waste Solutions. Here's Nelson in a July interview.
And I really believe Community Waste Solution is, you know, hoping to bring the community together and get a solid waste management plan.
In a statement from Community Waste Solutions last month after the sale, the owner said they hoped the merging of permits would help provide, quote, more comprehensive service. But some community members are concerned about the return of the trash monopoly. Local business owner Sean Gaffney spoke out at the Commerce Committee meeting on Wednesday.
Is it possible to attempt to confirm price structures, rate structures, prior to signing off on the thing, and in a public way?
Schnabel responded that the proposal suggests the borough review the rate structure every 2 years. She also said, according to the survey done a couple of years ago, that people would be willing to pay $30 to $40 a month for solid waste services. Diana Lapham questioned the fairness of property owners having to pay so much per month. She said that some citizens burn, recycle, or compost most of their waste, herself included. That means fewer trips to the dump and less fees. Commerce Committee Chair Margaret Friedenauer responded.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what Diana's saying, and yes, several people make that argument when we talk about this. However, most of the power is under what we do and what we use for taxes people may not utilize. I mean, I don't have kids, but I'm not going to complain about taxes to the school. Yeah. The other powers that we exercise are things like emergency dispatch. I hope I never call the ambulance, but I might, and so we want to provide the service for public safety.
Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan agreed that residents should fork over the money because the lack of garbage management affects everyone.
We have to do something that's going to mandate everybody pays their share, whether you produce garbage or don't. It's an environmental problem, it's a public health problem, and you just continue to see it. I mean, I felt this way before I worked for the borough, and it has only steeled my opinion that we have to get in this game somehow.
So a borough ordinance that would require an account and monthly fees is what's on the table for discussion currently. The 34-page draft also includes sections on litter, enforcement, and rules, plus much more. It's a start, but Friedenauer said this is a complicated issue that won't be resolved quickly. The Commerce Committee will continue to examine the draft and work on updating it and getting community input. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. Find more local news at khns.org.